Americans, most of them young people who should have had long, productive lives, are instead dead. They have died from drug ODs over the past year. This is the saddest thing that has happened in our country in a very long time. And yet Congress, which claims to run the country, can't be bothered even to acknowledge it, much less do anything about it. Instead, your representatives in Washington just voted to send yet another $40 billion to the Ukrainian oligarchs who paid off the president's son. That's what happened. And it's just the latest check that Congress has cut them. You can add it to the approximately $14 billion they've already spent on Ukraine. That brings the total as of tonight to more than $54 billion. How much is that? Well, for perspective, it is more than we spent per year on average on the war in Afghanistan, a war that began with a direct attack on the United States. $54 billion, that's about as much as Russia, the country, spends on its entire armed forces over the course of a full year.
Tucker Carlson, absolutely brilliant. A little bit later on in the program, we'll let you hear from Tucker relative to exactly where that $40 billion is going. Some of the stuff will be stunning. You'll go, huh? What? We're spending how much for what? But it's all in that bill. It's one of those, we'll have to pass the bill to see what's actually in it. We know what's in it, and we know what it is they passed. I want you to hear, though, from Charles Payne. I love it when he comes on with John Roberts. Charles Payne is a money guy, and you see him all the time on Fox Business. And from time to time, he fills in for other Fox hosts, talking not just business, but world affairs. Yesterday, he was on with John Roberts. This is Cut 5, by the way. The Biden administration, tone deaf when it comes to the economic crisis that we face. This was Charles Payne yesterday with John Roberts.
You know, what Biden is saying now on the economy and blaming Republicans stands in sharp contrast to what he tweeted out as a candidate back in 2020. Here's what he said on August the 16th. Here's my promise to you. If I'm elected president, I will always choose to unite rather than divide. I'll take responsibility instead of blaming others. Let's take that in two parts. And Charles, let's start with you. First of all, this idea of denying responsibility and laying blame anywhere he can.
It's heartbreaking, honestly. I tell you, that's heartbreaking in the way everyone starts off in this administration, their interviews by bragging. Yesterday, President Biden did it again. I don't understand. They're tone deaf. He's bragging about this and bragging about that, and people are suffering. Now, the most recent excuse, Ukraine being the breadbasket of Europe, is some people watching may be curious, well, what does that have to do with our prices? Let me tell you what's hurting us. Natural gas is a key component for fertilizer. When natural gas goes up the way it's gone up in America, fertilizer prices go up. Guess what else goes up after that? Food prices. Food at home rose the most in 1 year, and 1 year since 1980. Think about that for a moment. We saw the fastest pace of food at home prices in 40 years since 1980. He controls that. He can make natural gas prices much lower, but he refuses to do it. Not all of it falls on his plate, but enough of it that we don't need to have the fastest rate of inflation of any developed nation in the world. We should actually have the slowest.
And he's right. And we don't. This can be laid at the president. And he can go to, where was he yesterday? He was in Chicago, suburban Chicago, in fact, on a farm about 16 miles outside of Chicago. And he was talking about the food chain and the supply chain and all of this stuff. The fact is that most of this is because of his policies on energy. And energy flows through our economy, all of it. You can't say, well, it doesn't impact this area or that area. It impacts all areas of our life. What we eat, what we wear, what we drive, all of that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ. WCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, there is a stranded vehicle on the right shoulder there on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Eastern. That's right before the exit ramp. Otherwise, not too bad on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Gillespie. You might tap your brakes there. Looks like you're averaging about 55 to 60 miles per hour on the 15 as you work your way through the resort corridor there. Those delays downtown continue on Interstate 515 both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And there's some overnight road work on Interstate 15 and the Martin Luther King Boulevard ramps to southbound Interstate 15. That starts at 9.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Raiders football, the team signing wide receiver Keelan Cole to a one-year deal last year with the Jets. 28 receptions, 449 yards, and a touchdown in 15 games that included 11 starts. Prior to that, he spent the first four seasons of his career playing with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Las Vegas Aces, they are off today, back at tomorrow as they match up against the Atlanta Dream on the road. The Las Vegas Aviators, they lose to Salt Lake City yesterday by a 10-3 score. That series does continue tonight with Colin Wiles making the start. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Macy's one-day sale is going on now with great deals of the day, like 50 to 60% off versatile suits and blazers for him, and 55% off Charter Club damask sheets and bedding. Plus, find the perfect accessory with 40 to 50% off designer handbags and wallets. And get even more great deals like these on the Macy's app. Download it for free today. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want. But I need your help to become Nevada governor.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. I got to tell you, the idea of sending $40 billion to Ukraine, I think, is noble. But we are not a bottomless pit of money. I mean, there are limits to which we can function. Granted, unlike state governments, the federal government can just print up more money. They run out of money, it's not a problem. We'll just print some more. And that seems to be what's going on here. I mentioned Tucker Carlson. We just passed the other day a $40 billion Ukraine aid bill. Not all of it's going to military aid. A lot of it is going in other places. Some very bizarre places. Tucker Carlson ran down some of this money and exactly where it is going. This is cut to Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
It is a ludicrous amount. And yet Congress happily approved it. In fact, they allocated $7 billion more than Joe Biden asked for. That's how excited they were to do it. So where's this money going? Oh, that's the best part. Congress has decided to fix all of the pressing problems that need to be fixed, except fix them in Ukraine, not here. So the main course of all of this funding from day one has been to secure Ukraine's borders. Because, you know, you can't have a country without borders. They have to be secure. Nancy Pelosi strongly believes that about Ukraine, and so do her friends on the Republican side. So Ukrainian border security is the main goal. Then there's the problem of, quote, food insecurity. Not here, in Ukraine. Food's getting expensive in Ukraine. So we're going to spend $760 million to fix that, just in this check, and not just in Ukraine. Congress was feeling kind of sporty, also added $150 million for something called the Global Agriculture and Food Security Program, because while we're feeding Ukraine, why not feed the rest of the world? We've got more food than we can use. And of course, that will obviously include baby formula, too, because kids in other countries need to eat. Then there's another huge chunk of cash to, quote, combat human trafficking. Now, not combat human trafficking in Texas, where it is now ubiquitous thanks to the open borders with Mexico, but to combat human trafficking in Ukraine. Because it's sad what's happening there, but not here. That's not sad. We're ignoring it. There's still more money to make sure Ukrainians have emergency shelter, because apparently more than a million Americans aren't homeless tonight. There's $900 million to make sure Ukrainians have access to, quote, entitlement programs. Our entitlement programs, they'll need them when they arrive here, as many will. In other words, you can't afford to fill your truck, but you now get to pay the living expenses of anyone who shows up in your country claiming to be from Ukraine, and you will. And then, because paying off your friends is always the real point of these exercises in Washington, there are billions more dollars for Lloyd Austin's former employers in the weapons business. That would include $72 million for something the bill describes as, quote, research, development, test, and evaluation in Ukraine. Now, don't say biolabs, because that's not allowed, but honestly, this is weird. Ukraine is a war zone, and therefore probably not a great place for scientific research right now, but whatever. We're funding some kind of science experiments in Ukraine. No more questions from you. And the bill goes on like this, and on and on. As Congressman Thomas Massie has pointed out, Congress has now spent more money on Ukraine in 6 months than the U.S. government spent on all roads and all bridges in the United States over all of last year. The $40 billion we're sending to Ukraine so they can secure their borders, by the way, is more than double what Joe Biden has asked to fund customs and border security in the United States. One bill, more than double what we're spending this year on our borders.
Yeah, yeah. What does that tell you? That is scary. Coming up in the program, we're going to talk about something that's going to happen at 5 o'clock this afternoon. If you're a Raiders fan, you are going to be really paying attention to this, because it's the new NFL schedule for next season. How many primetime appearances? Will we be on Thanksgiving Day? I mean, is it possible? Will we be on Christmas Day? Christmas Eve? We'll be talking about that and a whole lot more. That'll be coming out at 5 o'clock. But there are some weird rules that the NFL has for scheduling that you may not have known about. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League. I was in on Sunday and saw it. It was absolutely amazing. Every Sunday morning at 11, that's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Gentleman Jim Dallas standing by because coming up at 5 o'clock today, the NFL schedule will be released. How many Monday night appearances will the Raiders have? Is it possible that we'll end up playing on Thanksgiving Day or perhaps be playing on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? All of that will be determined and released at 5 o'clock this afternoon. But there are some rather interesting rules on scheduling. Can you break down some of this stuff?
Yeah, the whole process is it's amazing. I mean, they've got 272 games that they need to put together throughout the course of the year. Obviously, they want the best ratings that they can get, so you want some compelling matchups. So they're trying to factor all that in, and of course, the schedule changes every year. But it's like you know, trying to locate a particular grain of sand on a beach, because what they do is they take about 4,000 computers around the world to work the problem around the clock. If you can believe that, trillions of schedule combinations are crunched to find the ones which conform with the 25,000 rules. Such as,
Whoa! 25,000 rules governing the scheduling of these 272 games.
Well, basically, when you throw all the numbers out there, they just grow exponentially. So
yeah,
that's what
true.
It is. They really do. Such as a stadium is or isn't available on a certain date. Now they have to work that out, and of course there are places like especially in L.A. You have two teams that are playing in that one building, so you have to work that out. In New York, you have two teams that play in that building. So when you take all these factors in consideration, then you also have to take under consideration, you can't have one team have more than three road games in a row. So you have to factor that in among the other things, and you multiply that by the 32 teams, and it can be a real lengthy process. So they crunch the numbers, and then we have opening day coming up on September 8th, and traditionally that's the easy one, because that's the Super Bowl champion always plays on that opening week. But we also have new partners coming into the NFL this year, Kevin. Prime Video is going to be the exclusive carrier of Thursday Night Football. So if you don't have Prime Video, you're not going to be able to see these Thursday Night games. They won't be available on CBS or NBC or
NFL Network.
None of those.
Yeah.
It's exclusively on Prime Video. And, of course, we already talked about the talent that's going to be doing the broadcasting for that. Al Michaels moved from Sunday Night Football over to do those games with Kirk Herbstreit. And they're going to be doing the play-by-play for Prime Video. But those are some of the new factors that they have to consider this year in putting the schedule together. And I would imagine that the Raiders are at least going to be on primetime at least twice, if not three times.
Unbelievable. But we'll know all this at 5 o'clock, right?
5 o'clock is when it comes out. So, yeah,
okay.
We'll know for a fact.
Thank you. Kamala Harris in the news yesterday. She was on the gavel, so to speak, in the United States Senate, breaking ties. She was there to break a potential tie on the abortion rights bill, but the problem was the abortion rights bill didn't pass. Catherine Cortez Masto, yep, she voted for it. So did Jackie Rosen. Okay? But it lost 49-51. Joe Manchin broke the tie with his vote against the Democrat-led bill. I guarantee you, Democrats are none too happy with Joe Manchin. They had the vice president in the chair ready to break the tie, but Joe Manchin screwed it all up. This was Kamala Harris immediately following that vote, 51-49, against the return to Roe v. Wade.
I just presided over the Women's Health Protective Act vote, and sadly, the Senate failed to stand in defense of a woman's right to make decisions about her own body. And let's be clear, the majority of the American people believe in defending a woman's right, her choice, to decide what happens to her own body. And this vote clearly suggests that the Senate is not where the majority of Americans are on this issue. It also makes clear that a priority for all who care about this issue, a priority should be to elect pro-choice leaders at the local, the state, and the federal level. Because what we are seeing around this country are extremist Republican leaders who are seeking to criminalize and punish women for making decisions about their own body.
That's Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States, just a goofy, goofy lady, talking about being in the chair and with the gavel, but with nothing to do because Joe Manchin voted with the Republicans. Now my question is, why doesn't he just go all the way and just give up his, keys to the Democrat cloakroom and pick up the keys for the Republican cloakroom and start caucusing with them? That would make a hell of a lot more sense than what we've been seeing. Coming up, Brit Hume looks ahead to a Biden recession. What will that look like? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Don't let the stress of buying a new home or refinancing an existing mortgage get to you. With GFL Capital Mortgage, we make the process simple and fast, with most loans closing in 14 days or less. GFL Capital Mortgage will educate and guide you through every step of the process. We're A-plus rated with the BBB and 5-star rated with Google and Zillow. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada, license number NB4265, NML. S-64367.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. NewHopeTaxDefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit NewHopeTaxDefense.com.
Only one candidate for Senate fought for veterans, protected law enforcement, and defended Nevada from federal overreach as Attorney General. And only one Republican for Senate is endorsed by Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, and Donald Trump.
We've all learned that when the going gets tough, some Republicans, and unfortunately many others, just run for the hills. As president, I learned who to count on in the fight to save our great country. And there's no one more trustworthy in Nevada than Adam Laxalt, a great guy, a really great guy. He served our country in Iraq. And he was one of the toughest AGs in all of America. He fought to stop unfair elections, sanctuary cities, and open borders. Adam Laxalt always puts America first and has my complete and total endorsement.
Adam Laxalt, a proven leader endorsed by Nevada's law enforcement. The Republican you can trust to put Nevada first.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Most experts say we are headed for a recession. I mean, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. Brit Hume last night, I don't know if you caught this, but he was on Fox yesterday, looking ahead, and this is cut four, by the way, looking ahead to the Biden recession and the November 8th midterm election. Brit Hume yesterday on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Brit, when you look back at the two elections,